Exam practice 5. A. Christine.
I have a good relationship with Mum. She's taught me to make the most of life. She instilled in my sisters and I the idea that we could take on the world. When I came out of art school and didn't know what I wanted to do, it was Mum's idea I should draw all the star signs for a teenage magazine and send them in. The art director asked me for an interview. That was a great kickoff. Mum taught us that we didn't have to have a normal 9-to-5 job. She was happy for us to be creative. Both of my parents are very inspiring. It's the same with sport. Mum's not sporty, but she was happy to take me to training sessions and drive me around. We didn't have a normal upbringing. We didn't have dinner on the table at 6 p.m. Mum worked weekends and taught pottery and macrame. Our relationship is a little different now that I have Maxina. I understand Mum a bit better. I see her more clearly. She was there for the birth, and the experience brought us even closer.
B. Ella.
What I love about my mum is that she's always there for me. I was her first baby, so we spent a lot of time together. She's always ready to give me advice and is very supportive. If I get on the wrong side of someone, I know I can rely on her. Mum's sense of humour is different to mine. I've got the same humour as my dad, although Mum and I can both be stubborn. We also share a love of sport. Mum's coached my netball team, and I filled in for her team when they're a player short. It's fun to play with Mum. I can talk to Mum about most things. If she's strict, I can see that she's trying to protect me. I'm fine with that. I definitely want to travel, and I love sewing and collecting beads. That's definitely Mum's influence. I can tell when Mum's angry, because she gives me that look. But we laugh a lot too.
C. Penny.
Mum and I are as close as can be. We enjoy each other's company. I have no siblings, and I think that's brought us closer. We get our eyebrows done together, go shopping, and to the hairdressers. When she's buying clothes, she always asks me first. She says she's done this ever since I made a comment about her shoes not matching her outfit. I was about 3 then. Mum's very well educated. She's been to university and studied for a master's. She's been someone to look up to. Now I'm studying science at uni, and Mum has been very supportive. Marriage and children is something I want. When the time comes, I think I'll know. Mum doesn't force me into conversations about it. Some things I feel more comfortable doing on my own, and she's really good with that.